This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 62.
How important is beauty?
In this Just Live episode, we're going to talk about the importance and benefits of beauty.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you live fully alive.
So welcome to this episode of Just Live Podcast, where we're talking about beauty. We interrupt our visit here
to
Horseshoe Bay. Horseshoe Bend.
Horseshoe Bend. My name is Dan.
My name is Susie. Together we are Doozy.
This morning we woke up about 5 miles from the Grand Canyon. We slept there last night. And woke up before sunrise, packed up everything, and got to the Grand Canyon just as the sun was coming up.
We saw the sunrise on the Grand Canyon.
Unbelievable beauty.
What? We were just like, good job, God. You did such a great job. When we're thinking about beauty, here's a quote. Beauty, real beauty, has diminished in our daily lives. Real beauty draws us up and out of ourselves. It connects us to realities that cannot be commodified. We can't buy it. We can't purchase it. It just is there. It resacralizes the world, even if only for a moment. And in doing that, it indicts the vulgarity and disorder of the contemporary life. What does that mean? It means that sometimes we get so into ourselves that we are stuck inward. And beauty around us, we're immersed in that right now, and beauty around us takes us out of ourselves and puts us in a bigger, more spacious place.
One thing I love about that quote, it has to do with the sacred. I think we've lost touch with the sacred.
Mm-hmm.
That sacred is maybe something on Sunday or something that someone sings or an old relic. But beauty reminds us that there is a God of creativity. There's a God of creation. And everything
uniqueness and
of God
beautiful
is beautiful. All things he has created beautiful in its own time, of course. And I think this is the thing that if you have your eyes open to what is beautiful, you realize that wherever you are, it's a sacred space. It's like Moses when he came up to the burning bush. Suddenly he realized this is a sacred space.
It's bigger than me.
He recognized this moment is beautiful.
So this is the Colorado River we're sitting on, and the Colorado River comes down, and we just saw it down the road 2.5 hours in the midst of Grand Canyon,
at
the bottom of Grand Canyon. And here's a very famous place called Horseshoe Bend. And years ago, when our boys were in high school, and right after Dan broke his leg on his way to the trip, we actually went on a raft right here on Horseshoe Bend and towards the Grand Canyon. Absolutely stunning. We're seeing it today from above, but we saw it back then also in the midst of the canyon and the swerving of the Colorado River. Absolutely beautiful.
Let me tell you a few things I've seen that are beautiful this week. We were in Snow Canyon. Absolute beauty.
Just north of St. George.
Where you walk through and it's just walls of stone and very thin, very narrow, beautiful. White stones, pure white with like checkerboard over the whole thing. Beautiful. We came into Las Vegas. At night, the lights were beautiful.
Yeah.
We went to a show called Awakenings. Absolutely beautiful. The way
the
people
the lights
move,
and the
everything.
Sound and the movement.
And
wow.
Then yesterday we got in the car to go to Zion National Park and I had some car trouble. Not beautiful. We had to drive an hour back to Las Vegas to get that fixed.
To the dealership.
And then Susie just out of the blue said, let's go to the Grand Canyon, which was 4 hours in the other direction. 4 hours to see beauty.
Beauty.
Was it important? Yeah. This morning as the sunrise came up over the Grand Canyon, we just thought,
yeah.
This is worth it. Beauty is worth it.
Yeah, so we're camping as we go from here a couple more hours. We're going to camp in between Zion National Park and Bryce Canyon, two other favorite beautiful spots of ours. And we had to delay those 3 nights of camping to get our car checked. And that's what made it possible for us to take some extra hours driving, but to see the Grand Canyon, which was on Dan's bucket list of seeing on this trip. And we were able to do that. We go out of our way for beauty.
On Wednesday, we went down into the Colorado River and we went kayaking for, oh, probably 7 hours. We went into a cave and the water was so emerald green. It was unbelievable. Beauty. I think sometimes we simply miss it.
Yeah.
If you look around right now, there are people everywhere right now looking. Above us, there is a helicopter looking. Everyone has come to this point to see beauty. There's something deep inside of us that we long for beauty.
We like seeing beautiful things because they generate pleasant feelings and positive emotions. And why wouldn't we love that? That human sensation of being delighted by that which we perceive as appealing and beautiful sets us apart. We all see beauty in different things in different places. It inspires us to design and create things that mirror what we see in nature. I love this. I love this comment that we see things beautiful in food, in nature. We see it in nature often. Food, the way people dress, the way they do their hair, colors, combinations, culture. There's beautiful cultures. You can see beauty in anything and everything, but many times we miss it.
We do miss it. And like I said before, God made all things beautiful in its own time. And there's this other place where it talks in Scripture about that we may gaze upon the beauty of God. I think sometimes we simply are so busy. A couple weeks ago, we talked about being too busy. Busy oftentimes cancels out beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop to smell the roses or whatever it may be. It may be anything for you. But I think sometimes we grow up understanding that beauty is vanity. Mm. And I think it can lead us to being proud of what we have or something like that. But I would say most of the time, it's not vanity. It's a necessity.
Yeah.
We need beauty in our life.
Yeah. So take some moments. Pause. Don't be too busy. Take some moments to stop and see, notice beauty. If you are too occupied, if you've got your head in your phone, if you're scrolling or you're occupied, you're distracted by life, you're going to miss some amazing, beautiful moments. Open your eyes, and I challenge you today to find beauty in a new place than you're used to seeing. So look around. You might need to take a different path to work or wherever you're going, and open your eyes and notice something that's different and beautiful about that space, about that place, about that person, about that personality, a beautiful taste you might have, something that you hear that's beautiful, music, sounds of nature or created music. There's so much beauty to behold.
Last night, as we set up the tent, it was a total darkness. It wasn't a campsite. It was like a Federal Reserve that we could camp.
Free camping alongside the road. Yep.
And after BLM. We were set up, there was no light pollution. And I just looked up at the sky, and it reminded me that all heavens declares the glory of God.
Oh, the stars were stunning.
And
it was beautiful.
If you think about that in regards to beauty.
Yeah.
All, whatever, declares the glory of God.
Yeah.
All things can be beautiful. It may be a relationship. It may be a place, a situation, a piece of music, a child that is born. It's interesting. I've seen a lot of newborn children, and I've only recognized a few of them to be beautiful. They were all related to me. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I want to challenge you to behold some beauty today. It's not just a good thing. It's a God thing. It's taking a moment to realize to live life, we must see beauty.
Beauty isn't just superficial. It's actually very much a part of how we understand and interact with the world around us. Beauty infuses our inner life and helps us form relationships with our environment, with people, food, landscapes, everything.
So So may you live fully alive. As you love your life, your world, and your God, explore the beauty. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie. Together we are doozy.
Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks so much for joining us for this Just Live podcast.
Wherever you are, get out and see the beauty.